Welcome everyone to the Tips Raising Chicks podcast. And today we're going to have a debate, which chicken you think we like most. So River, what's your, I have a guest today, River Martin. And what do you think your favorite chicken breed is?
I'll tell you my least favorite.
What is it?
Bantams. They're my least favorite.
I know, they're Bantam and full-size chickens, but what breed is your least favorite?
Favorite chicken breed, I'll have to say, least favorite. Polish chicken, least favorite.
Why?
And I will say that my favorite is probably, I haven't really thought about that, but I'll say Polish chicken and naked neck are my least favorites.
Well, I actually, my
Plymouth
favorite.
Rock chicken's my favorite.
Your what?
Plymouth Rock.
Oh, those are big. They like big eggs.
Well, that's the reason why I
Polish
like it.
Chickens. I think Polish chickens are not rude. I mean, even Bantam Polish chickens are like
Have
really nice.
Have you seen a
nice.
Picture of a Polish chicken? You
They're
look at it
adorable.
1 second. They're
seriously adorable.
They can't see. That makes them not smart. They're not smart. They won't lay eggs. That's the main reason for having chickens.
The Bantam Polish chickens are actually the biggest Bantam chickens, and they lay these huge eggs. They're actually really nice.
They may be big, but they're not smart, and they are incredibly not good looking.
I think we have a chicken who's a Bantam Polish chicken. We name her Lonnie, but I think Lonnie is really smart and cute. So I like Lonnie, but that's my opinion.
Hair gets really dirty, too. Anyway, my
least
favorite.
It's going to be dirty.
Other least favorite, by far, naked neck.
Well,
hate the name, first of all.
Personally, I don't love naked necks, but they're actually really sweet. They're one of the nicest
They're
breeds.
Miniature ostriches. Why don't they call them ostrich chickens that from Turkey? I don't even know what it means. Originally developed in Germany. I see 5 reasons to love your naked necks. I don't understand. A bare naked chicken for all seasons. Well, every chicken could do that. It just depends. There's plenty of other ones. They have things other than motherhood on their minds. That's not
I
good.
Just like I like knickknacks. I mean, I don't love them, but they are friendly. We have a couple of them. But my least favorite
birds make perfect backyard pets. That's the main reason I do not like flightless birds. I like chickens that are high, that fly high.
Well, you
they're not
with them
afraid.
Normally, chickens who like to fly are bigger, and you need to make sure of it nice coop so they don't fly out. You know with wire. Got to be careful. Yeah, those chickens. I like small chickens for my favorite breed. I like Silkies the best because they're the friendliest breed.
Big chickens are the best. Big chickens means big eggs, bigger the better.
Well, I like smaller the better, like especially if you have like kids
why?
Or something.
Why do you like smaller the better?
Because when they're smaller, they're friendlier. And the main point
they're
being
chickens.
Silky's actually, like the biggest eggs for the Bantams. Their eggs are literally huge, and they're friendly, and they're like good with children, and they're super sweet, and they're cute. I mean, what's even better than that? Like, I love Silkies.
No.
Yes.
I disagree with you. How Plymouth Rock chickens are the best type of chickens. They're the biggest. They lay one of the most biggest eggs that you can eat, brown eggs. They look better. They look the best for a chicken you can. The best way you can have them. You know why you should like this breed? They have a sweet personality, the sweetest personality out of every chicken. They are good for egg laying and meat. Not just egg laying, but and they're good for meat.
They do show broodiness sometimes, so... Like they might be broody sometimes. So.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite chicken, Ava?
Silkies, but I also like Easter eggers and Americanos because
how many eggs do they lay per week?
Like 5 or 6. So they are almost one a day. Yeah.
Well, you can guarantee that a Plymouth Rock chicken will lay at least 5 eggs per week, 4 if they're not feeling well. That's still a lot of chickens. They are known to get along with other birds in their flock as well. Now, your chickens, I know that the chickens you're talking about, they do not always get along. They want to fight over each other.
Because
but Plymouth Rock chickens,
the only reason they do that is because they're not introduced right. They
need to be introduced. They're known. The ones I like, they're known to get along with other birds, no matter what
ours species are
there are in their flock. They are
always they only lay brown eggs. I like chickens who lay different colored eggs, especially Easter eggers and Americanos and green eggers. Their eggs are, you have to agree, they're huge and they're sweet. I like Easter eggers. You have one named Corona and she's the sweetest.
They're a good general farm chicken. That is what you want in a chicken, do you not? They're not extremely aggressive.
I will agree with you.
Quite easily.
If you want a chicken only because of its eggs and maybe its meat, Plymouth Rock is actually a good breed. But I'm saying if you want a chicken that's friendly and you want it to be your pet.
My chickens are as friendly as they can be. They're not overly, they're not extremely aggressive.
I know, but they're really big. I will have to say that they're really big.
Chickens are very nice. It's just like a big dog. Big dogs can be nice too. Small dogs are actually tending to be more aggressive than big dogs.
I do agree because, not about the chicken's part, but sometimes if you get a big chicken, they will be sweet if you train them right. And if you make sure that they're all trained and they're young and not to peck you and all that stuff. Then when they grow up, like we have a chicken who's huge, but she's really friendly because we raised her right. If you want a sweet chicken, you need to raise them right. And that's the main thing, to have sweet chickens. I mean, if you have a silky and you didn't spend time with it, I mean, it's not going to be nice silky. It's just going to be not a rude silky, but not as nice as it can be. So if you, I will agree with you.
Plymouth Rock, I hear what you're saying.
Is a good breed if you want big chickens that lay big eggs and like to fly. But if you don't and you want a friendly chicken, silkies are probably one of the best.
Well, listen to this, but real quick. From the happychickencoop.com, listen to what they say about Plymouth Rock chickens. The roosters do have large combs and wattles, so that they may need some attention in those areas and bitterly cold weather, which we do not have here. They have a good genetic pool, so they are usually healthy, long-lived birds that can live up for 10 to 12 years if they're cared for, which you just said, you need to always care for your chickens. Exceptional birds have lived up to 20 years. Have you ever heard of any other chickens that you're talking about? Do they live up to 20 years if they're exceptional?
I think so. I mean,
and the more years you have them, the more eggs you receive.
Well, actually, that's not true. Because when you have chickens,
it's
when
the
they first start laying, they won't be as good. But then, like probably a year, it would be like at its peak. But then as it gets older, the egg production does slow down a little bit. So when then one, which is after, if you do want to have meat for your chicken, which I don't, but if you do, right when they stop laying or like when they only like a couple eggs a week, that's when you want to, you know, meat if you want to.
These chickens are known for laying all eggs, no fuss. I remember this morning, your chickens that you like, the Bantams, whatever they're called, they were fussing nonstop. My chickens I like, they don't fuss. They lay their egg, they're quiet, they get along with everybody, they do everything perfectly.
All chickens are going to have an egg song. That's for guarantee. All chickens are going to have their egg song.
They're
going to try to tell everyone, I laid this egg, I'm going to lay this egg. And they're going to try to push it out, you know? That sounds wrong. But they're all going to have a little egg song. But you're right, Plymouth Rock, we don't have any right now, but it might. They might be a little softer, but silkies aren't that loud. They're not that loud.
Okay, well, I think we all know who won this. Everyone wants Plymouth Rock chicken. They are the
silkies. Silkies are the best.
They are. I even proved to you by showing you a picture of a Plymouth Rock chicken and how great they are. How they are the best chickens that you can own. Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Here is a Plymouth Rock chicken. That's what it looks like. You see, they're cool. Big. They can lay their eggs. They got everything that you want with the chicken. That's how it is. That's how it should be. And that's how it is. Thank you.
Chicken drum, la, la, la. Talk about our chicken.
So, talking about chicken drama, we have had some more chicken drama here at our house. For example, we found out that two of our chickens, probably another one, are roosters. First off, we have a Silky, Stormy. He's a rooster officially. We have a bunch of our Surmas, they're roosters. Two of Surmas are roosters, and then three are girls. And then we have another Ruru, that's what I like to call it, roosters. Another rooster, in a silky cage, which is a frizzle rooster, so we need to be careful with him. And then we have another one, another silky, and I think it's a rooster, but her name's Michelle, but she has been like pecking me. She's not that nice, so we think she's a little rooster, but we're not sure. So our roosters have been pretty loud, not that loud. Surma roosters are really not loud at all. Our chickens have been doing good. I mean, our coop, our oh, our girl Amelia, she's broody, so that's not good. Also, a bunch of drama this week with chickens. We should be moving soon, so we're getting a new chicken coop. Hopefully that'll work out. So we're gonna get a bigger one. We can put most of our chickens into, so we don't have to go around doing multiple cages. And I think our chickens been doing pretty good. I mean, they have their food and water, and everything's doing well. And we're about to put some outside. We have four in the cages. We have a couple, a green egger and a blue egger, and some pretty other breeds. So that's what's been going on. On the chicken coop. So, yeah. Thank you everyone for listening to this episode on a Chips Raising Chicks podcast. And if you want to, when you write a review, you can tell which chicken is your favorite. Also, if anyone wants to send in a voice message and be included in one of my episodes, feel free to. You can just press a button and send a voice message to me about chickens, maybe something your chicken's name, or if this podcast has been helpful. So, thank you for listening. Have a great day.